tell you, that's one call that we got to answer. One call that we don't want to miss. And we're not going to miss it. But he says every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that he's King of kings and that he's Lord of lords. Nobody's going to miss kneeling before him. But he's either going to be your judge, he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, or he's going to be your savior. He's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord that's been prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Amen. As I got ready to preach Wednesday, I was praying on a message and thinking, and I've been going through Ephesians, and the Lord, I began to, the part that was coming up last Wednesday night, the Lord began to deal with me that I needed to preach it on Sunday morning. So I just skipped it, and I went on in Ephesians past that with the next part of the verse of chapter 4. So if you got your Bibles, turn over to chapter 4 of Ephesians. Amen. The Lord just laid it on my heart that I need to preach this morning to this Sunday morning crowd. And I believe if you'll receive the Word, it'll help you today. That Word always helps us if we receive it. But I tell you, as I read it, and I began to look in here and study it, I've read it lots of times, and I've preached on it probably several times, but the Lord began to deal with my heart on some things here. And I just begin to write them down as He began to deal with my heart. And I pray that you'll receive them today, because I believe the Lord will touch you. Amen. How many knows the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him? How many knows that he's a trapper? He's a trapper. He will trap God's children if we will allow him. He will trick God's children. He will deceive God's children. But you know what? If we are aware of it, we don't have to fall into those traps today. Amen. And I believe if you'll listen to this word here today, the Lord will help you this morning. Amen. So if you got your Bible, turn over to Ephesians chapter number 4 and beginning at verse number 7. It says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captives and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first unto the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the bodies of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleights of men and the cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which is every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh intercession, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Lord, we thank you today for your wonderful word that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to be in your house again. Lord, we thank you for the move of your spirit that we sense right now, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us time, Lord, to be in your house. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll anoint me to speak this word. I ask that you'll anoint their ears to receive it. And Lord, we bind any hindering spirit. We plead your blood, Lord, in a mighty way. And Lord, I come against the power of Satan today. And I ask, Lord, and I know today that nothing's going to come of this service unless you move, Lord, because the flesh cannot, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would lead us. Let me say nothing more, nothing less than what you'd have me to say. And Jesus, I ask for your will to be done. Amen. If you're visiting with us today, just make yourself at home. I want you to know we're all just sinners saved by grace this morning. Amen. We love the Lord up here. But you know what? We love to let Him have His way. Amen. We love to open our hearts up and receive what the Lord has. But I got news today. Amen. We're not exempt. We still face the same problem that you might face. We still face the same heartache that you might face. We still face the same trial. We still face the same tribulation. We still fight the battle every day of our life. But I tell you, we've got good news today, because we have one that can help us through it, and His name is Jesus. Amen. His name is Jesus today. Amen. There's some things here I want you to get a hold of this morning. Amen. We got a call this morning. Denise called me. I'd been in the hospital this morning before church, and she said, Brother Hodge, you called and said that they're having Pastor Appreciation Day over there at the church. and wanted to know what time our service started. Wanted to come and be a part of our service tonight. Amen. So I thought, well, the presbyter's going to get to come hear me preach. I don't think any of them's ever heard me preach. But that don't matter to me. Amen. Because you know what? We share God's word up here. Amen. We share God's word up here. But church, listen to hear what he said here. In verse number 8, he said, wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Amen. Now, that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. Now, there's two or three ways I can go with this text right here. Amen. One way I could go right now, I'd like to stop and just teach on it a little bit. But we're not going to go that way this morning. We're going to go in a different direction. And the direction we're going to go is what the Lord has for this body of believers today. Amen. How do you know that, Brother Nixon? Because I know it. Amen. When God confirms something in your heart, he confirms it. Amen. And you don't got to question it. You don't got to worry about it. You just simply got to obey him and let his will be done. Amen. Oh, I tell you, there's so many times we come to God's house and you know we say amen. Like we're just throwing it over our shoulder. It ain't applying to me. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Done it lots of times myself. I said amen. Just throwing it right on over my shoulder. Amen. Amen. You see what I'm saying? It don't apply for me. It applies to the one behind me. I got news today. This applies to everybody that's in this building. It applies to everybody that's in this building. Amen. You look what God said, first of all. Amen. It said when he died, when the Lord died, he went to the lower part. He went to the part of the earth. He entered into the earth. Amen. We know that. But what happened, church? Amen. When he began to go up, he ascended up on high. He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. I tell you today, church, that word captivity and that word captive is a big part of our life today. And it's time that we shake it off. It's time that we get rid of it. It's time that we get delivered. It's time that we rise up and say, wait a minute, I may have been a captive, but I'm not going to live in captivity no longer. Amen. I'm not going to live there no longer. Oh, think about it. As I was preparing this message, I thought about those prisoners of war. No matter what they do, no matter what kind of public office they run for, that politician is always going to be recognized as a prisoner of war. He's always going to have a tag on him as a captive. He was one of those that was captured. He was captured. He was a captain. He's been there. But church, for him to take the position of that politician to come up, he's no longer living in captivity. We've got to separate. I was captured one time. I was a captor. I had been captured. I had been in captivity. But the Lord delivered me out of that captivity. So therefore, I may have a tag on me that I once was lost, but now I'm found. But I tell you today, church, I don't have to live in captivity. Amen. The devil said this. He tells everybody, amen, you just well succumb to the world because you're not going to escape the trials of this world. Amen. You're not going to escape the heartaches of this world. You just as well to succumb to it. You just as well humble and take it as it comes. Oh, let me tell you, church, we can take it as it comes. But I tell you today, we can do something about it as it comes. Amen. As it comes, I can stand there and say, wait a minute, I'm not in captivity no more. I follow him. He gives gifts unto me, and that gift that he gives us is to rise up and say, wait a minute, I'm not living in captivity no longer. Amen. I'm not there. Oh, I tell you, church, but so many times there, if we're not careful, when the Lord gives those gifts, he opened the door. Amen. Some people don't want to come out of that cage. Some people do not want to come out of that cage. They've been in that captivity so long, they've lived there. They have finally adapted to it, and that's the only life they know. Just like somebody who's been in prison all their life. When they get up in age, if they get out of prison, they don't know any other life. They don't know how to do something unless somebody tells them. They don't know how to do anything unless there's a bar in front of them. They don't know how to comprehend a life outside of captivity. And I tell you today, the devil will try to tell you that you can't live a life outside of captivity. But I got news for you. He gave gifts unto men. He let them up on high. He didn't care when he went down. He brought them when he come up. Oh, let me tell you, he didn't lead them when he was going down. He let them when he was coming out. Oh, that tells me, Brother Steve. Amen. I may be in captive one time, but brother, I ain't in captivity no longer. Amen. Oh, let me tell you today, church, you may have been a captive one time, but you're not living in captivity if you've been saved. Oh, I tell you, that devil will try to tell you that you can't make it without living the way that you're living today. You know it's hard. You know, you've heard the old saying, it's hard to teach an old dog a new trick. Well, it is. It's hard to teach a new dog a new trick. But you know the Bible also is a word of life. We know we've had these doctors today, they've got very smart, very intelligent. And they'll tell you we are what we eat. And there's a lot of truth to that as well. Amen. They told me don't fool with the grease. Amen. But I found out without the grease it ain't got no flavor. So therefore, I'm a captive to that grease. You see where I'm going? I'm a captive to that grease because I know in that grease there's flavoring. And church, if we're not careful, we get a captive to that world and we cannot make it unless we're in that world and a part of that world and therefore we're in captivity. But I'm telling you, He brought us out of captivity. We can make it. That's a lie out of hell. That is a lie out of hell. Amen. But every one of us are captive to something, whether we like it or not. Every one of us has a weakness. Amen. I could start here with my mother and just go all around this church. If we'd be honest with ourselves, every one of us could rise to our feet, whether you're saved or whether you're not saved, and say, I'm a captive to something. I am. All of us are. We all have weakness because why? We're in-housed in this flesh and blood. And this flesh and blood is not going to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Amen. So therefore, church, I got to learn. Amen. I may have been a captive, but I got to learn that I can live outside of captivity. Oh, I'm glad He gives gifts unto men. Amen. The devil don't want nobody to have this gift this morning, but we're going to go ahead and get it today. Amen. Oh, I tell you, I want us to be free when we walk out of here today. Amen. It says here in verse 14, He said, well, let me back up. I'm getting ahead of myself. Amen. Let me go up to verse 11. He said He gave some apostles and some prophets. Amen. Some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Amen. Amen. You see what we got here? We got enough, amen, that we should be protected in every area, every direction we turn. We got apostles, we got preachers, we got teachers, we got evangelists, amen. But what's happened today that we have missed the will of God and we're no longer proclaiming God's Word in the direction and the way that it needs to be proclaimed? Oh, let me tell you, church, we've got enough of the religious going on out there right now to choke us down. And you know what happens with all of that? It'll put us back in captivity. Oh, let me tell you today, he that the Son set free is free indeed. You don't have to go back to that pen you came out of. You can find there's a life outside of that pen. You can find there's security outside of that pen. You can find that when you get Jesus in your heart. Amen. Amen. Some people will tell you that you better stay in your cage. Amen. How many mamas know I carried off? Say a squirrel hunting yesterday morning. Rode over, talked to Hatchie, my boat put in the water, squirrel hunted a little bit, and come on back to the house. And the niece is fighting it tooth and nail. She don't want him to go squirrel hunting. Well, he's standing beside me, brother Doug. Well, she's scared he's going to shoot me. I make sure he keeps the gun away from me, pointed away from me. You know, he's 12 years old now. Nick's 18 going on 19. Amen. You know, he can go off by himself and hunt. We get off the boat, Nick goes one way, me and Seth goes the other way. We ain't in the woods 5 minutes. There he is. Boom, hits the ground. It's all right, you know. But what happened there is Mama don't want to get him and let him get out of the cage. She wants to keep him in captivity. You see where I'm going? And all your mamas are guilty of it. Amen. Because they know as long as he's in captivity, he's never going to grow, Brother Steve. He's never going to mature, Brother Steve. He's never going to come to that place that one day he steps out and says, I'm a man. Amen. That devil knows as long as he can keep us in that place of captivity that we'll never grow, we'll never get to that place that we'll step out and say, wait a minute, I'm a man of God. And he brought gifts of men and I can stand up and defy you, devil, and you got to leave. You see what I'm saying? As long as we're sheltered in that where we think it's safety, we'll never go out from under the wing. But I tell you, we've got to rise up. There's a whole brand new spiritual world that awaits you and I if we'll get out of captivity because He let us out. He let us out. He let us out. Amen. Oh, let me tell you. There's another way I can preach this message. We can go back to Abraham's bosom and start all that and say, well, the Lord brought them out. Amen. I'm not going to go that direction. I'm talking about, I believe, that we're being held captive today. I believe there's some in this building that are living in captivity today. Amen. That word captivity can come in many different directions. Do you know that your home can become captivity? I know people, that their home is their kingdom. They are held captive. They live in captivity right on their own property. They can't leave their property. They can't venture away from their property. Their home has become captivity for them. and they can't get outside of those walls. They can't get outside of those boundary lines. Why? Because they have put their home in such highness, and they lifted it up, and it has become a god to them. It has become a place of comfort, a place of security, a place of peace, a place that's theirs. And in that place, it's become a place of captivity, that they can never be used the way the Lord wants to use them. Yes, they love the Lord. Yes, they're saved. But they'll never venture outside of that captivity and be used the way the Lord wants them to use, because that has become their place that they're held hostage. Amen. Everybody in here knows people. I can see it on your faces. Amen. Everybody knows people that are just like that, because there's nothing as important as their home in their eyes. I tell you, church, when the rapture takes place, that perfect yard, that perfect home, that perfect bed, no matter how tight it's made up, it's going to stay right here. It's going to be right here. What's going to matter is what you've done outside of that spiritually. Oh, let me tell you today, church, we cannot allow this to become our place of captivity that we live in, because He led these out when He ascended. He didn't lead them down. And if I go to a place and never go out and do what the Lord wants, I have went in the opposite direction that He wants me to go. He led these out as He ascended. But He had to go down somewhere, Brother Barr, and get them. And I tell you, church, when He comes down to get you, and He comes down to open the door to lead you out of captivity, you've got two choices to make. Either you can rise up and follow Him, or you say, I'm going to stay. And I tell you today, I believe for the majority, a lot of people say, I'm going to stay here because I'm familiar with this place. Oh, I tell you, church, where's our faith? Faith is a substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not yet seen. Oh, I tell you, where's our faith when He opens the door? They will say, wait a minute, I'm going out on uncharted waters. I'm a walking, but He's a walking beside me. Amen. I'm a talking to Him because I hear Him beside me. Oh, I tell you, church, in captivity, you'll never grow. You'll never grow. You'll be held a captive all of your life. Amen. Do you know that a relationship... Oh, it's getting quiet now. That a relationship can become a captivity. You can become a captive in a relationship. Amen. I've seen men that wouldn't let their wife go to the store and buy a cup of coffee. They're so scared, so insecure, that they've got them held hostage. Now, I've seen women that don't want their men to go to the store and buy a bag of tater chips because they scare Sister So-and-so my eyeball when it goes up there. Amen. I'm telling you, God ain't in that. God ain't in that. If you ain't got enough of the Lord and you to shun that, you need to get to this altar and get delivered today, and He'll set you free because you are held a captive. Amen. You're held a captive. Oh, I tell you, if we get to the point that just because we go to the store, we're fighting and fussing and grumbling against each other, did you see so-and-so? Was that one there? Was this one there? Was that one there? I'm telling you, that's a captive, and you're living in captivity, and you're not where the Lord wants you to be. Amen. I'm glad me and my wife ain't that away. She's glad for me to go to the store. Amen. You go on, take your time. Amen. Amen. I learned when mama's happy, everybody's happy. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. But that can become a place of captivity. I know it's comical, but I know everybody in here knows somebody that's out of the way. Amen. They do. I do too. The home can be a place of captivity. The relationship can be a place of captivity that you live. And you know what I found? When you're living in captivity, Brother Doug, you never have the freedom to do what your will wants to do. And you'll never have the freedom to be able to do what you really want to do for the kingdom if you're in a captive place. You'll never have the freedom to be able to be used of the Lord. And the Lord will take and reach for you, but you'll never submit yourself to Him. It don't matter if you've been saved 5 minutes or 50 years. If the devil can box you up in this place here, I'm telling you, before you know it, you'll be fell out. You'll fall out. You will fall out. You will fall out. Because, see, we're covered in His blood. But when we no longer want that blood, we're not covered in that blood. Amen. Amen. I got several of these. I'll hurry up. Our job can become a place of captivity. I'm going to go ahead and raise both hands. That's how that shrimp boat used to have a hold on me. I'll be the first to tell you. Man, oh man, oh man. That was my place of captivity. I could get on that thing there and I could go out there and I was happy. Amen. When things go to going bad, everything goes to breaking up, I was mad as a hornet. Amen. Oh, I tell you. But the devil had me right where he wanted me. He had me in that place of captivity. Amen. All that water's blue. It's pretty out there. Them seagulls are hollering around there. Amen. Them waves are gently rolling that boat around there. Oh, I tell you, a place of captivity. That job can become a place of captivity if it breaks you to the place that you can no longer worship the Lord in that spirit of freedom that you need. Now, we've got to work because the Lord commanded us to work. Amen. He said, out of the sweat of our brow. So, therefore, there's going to be work. There's going to be labor. There's going to be hardship. But don't ever let that job rise up to the point that it puts you in that captive state that you can't be used of the Lord. Because the devil will open up more and more of that job to consume more and more of you until you're completely consumed by that job. Church, we've got to be aware of the tricks that the devil uses on us. Sometimes the greatest prayers that are answered, Brother Steve, are prayers that are not answered. Because the Lord sees where we could be held captive. And He sees that place of captivity that we could so easily step in and never be able to get out again. He sees it and He tries to protect it. So whatever you do, you put the Lord first. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness and these other things will be added unto you. When we get things in the right order, we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and then the other things will be added unto us. Oh, I got news today, church. He delivered us. He has delivered us. Amen. He has delivered us. Oh, don't you go tell your employer tomorrow that my preacher told me that you can't hold me captive no longer. Amen. Amen. You're going to say, well, I was going to give you a couple extra 10 hours this week and you're going to get pay in the hands. Amen. But I ain't going to do it now. Amen. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about there's got to be a balance spiritually. Spiritually, there's got to be a balance. We've got to keep our priorities right. We're going to work, and I love to work. I can tell you that now. Amen. But we've got to keep our heart right before the Lord. Amen. How many knows that our friends? Our friends can become a place of captivity. Amen. I still got the same old friends I used to have. Before I got saved, Sister Eva, but I don't run with the same pack I used to run with. Amen. I'm still friends with them. But I know that their surroundings that they prefer to live in and stay in, it's not the surrounding that I want to be in. So when we meet and our paths cross together, we're still friends, but I don't let that place come till it's the place of captivity that it once had me in. Our friends can lead us. You take that lizard that changes colors, you put him on a brown tree, he starts turning brown. You put him on a black tree, he starts getting darker. You put him on a green tree, he starts getting lighter. It's because of what he's hanging with. And church, if you don't want to go back to that captivity state that you was in, I'm telling you, your friends, if you're not careful, it can be a place of captivity that can hold you captive throughout your life on this earth. Because some people will put their friends above God. They will. They'll put their friends above the relationship that they have with the Lord, and therefore they are held captive because of those friends. The first thing you do when you get saved, young person, is make sure you tell your friends that you're saved. Why? Why? Because you have just broke off the chains that held you captive. Oh, when you say, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved, those chains will hit you on the feet. Why? Because you have severed the ties that they have. They're still your friends. You still love them. They still love you. But you come out of that captivity that you was once living in. Amen. You was led out of it. And the Spirit will lead you out of it. First thing that happened after I got saved, one of my old buddies come up to me. Well, he was working with me. He wasn't my buddy. He's with me. He said, you know what? I had a dream today. And all, I ain't going to tell you what all he had in his dream that me and him was doing. Well, I didn't rebuke him to his face. I just simply kind of turned my head and said, oh, that ain't me. That ain't me. Why he had that dream? I know why he had that dream. The devil was trying to lure, trying to pull, trying to draw me back to what held me captive. But I did not accept it. He had a dream. He had a dream. I'm telling you, he was looking forward to getting that old buddy he had back. That old boss man he had back. that old boss man that would agree with him, that old boss man that go along with him, that old boss man that thought the way he thought. But I'm telling you, when I walked out of that on May 18th, 1986, that I was held captive, I walked out of that and I didn't go back to that captivity. Amen. I may have had to work in it. I may have had to live in it. But I'm telling you what, I was not a part of it no longer. Why? Because he that the Son set free is free indeed. The devil don't want us to know that today. Amen. I'm going to hurry. I know I'm on with it this morning. Nathan's going to get me. Amen. Do you know that your church can become a place of captivity? That the church can be a place of captivity. There's people today that they're not in church because they love the Lord. They're in church because they love the building. The church has become, that building has become a place of captivity, and they'll sacrifice everything that they have to make sure that church still goes. They'll give all they got to make sure that that church continues to stay open. But church, if the building ever becomes a place of captivity, I got news for you. Get out! Get out! Because Jesus is the one that saved you. He's the one. Oh, I thank the good Lord we got this nice church that He's blessed us with. He's got a nice church here that He's blessed us with. But you know what? The church is not what makes the power of God. It's not what the building is not what makes the power of God. It's those in that building that have come together to worship and to lift Him up. That's what delivers us out of the captivity that the building holds and sets us free and puts our eyes on Him. Amen. Because church, if we're not careful, a church building can become a place of captivity. These people that will not leave a church, they don't care what pastor comes, what pastor goes. They don't care what spirit comes and what spirit goes, because that's what they call their church. They will not walk away from it because it's their church. You know what? They just as well take a handcuff and handcuff them to the front pew, because they're not leaving that building because that's their building. When this ever becomes your building, I got news for you. I'm going to confront you and tell you you're a liar. This belongs to the Lord. This is His building. This ain't Brother Nick's building. This ain't Sister Karen's building. This ain't Brother Steve's building. This ain't Brother Hollinger's building. This is the Lord's building. And I tell you, church, and as long as the Lord's here, I'm happy to be here and to be a part. Because the building is not a place that I want to get hooked to. But it happens, church. It becomes a place of captivity. People can't leave. Some people can't leave because of the beauty of a building. Some people can't believe because they helped build the building. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Church, He went down through the inner part and He led those captivities captive and He gave gifts to the men. If we want to live in that box, we can live in it. But I've chose not to live in that box. Amen. I choose to do else. I choose to follow Him. Amen. Do you know that your lifestyle, your temper can become a place of captivity? Oh, let me tell you. Amen. Trying to keep up with the Joneses. Amen. I don't know if we got any Joneses. Amen. Trying to keep up with the Millers. Let me change that away. I can talk about myself. Amen. Trying to keep up with the Millers can become a place of captivity if we're not careful. You know that? It can. Been there. Too many times. But it happens, church. It happens. All I got to do is realize that I don't need to keep up with the Millers. I need to keep up with my King of Kings and my Lord of Lords and let Him follow me and He'll lead me out of the captivities that this world offers. That temper can become a place of captivity. I can't live for the Lord because I got such a violent spirit inside of me. I got a temper inside of me that I cannot control. I tell you today, He went down to the uttermost parts of the earth and He led those captives out. When He ascended on high, He can deliver you today. He can deliver you today out of that captivity. He can deliver you. You know, I still got a temper. That's my wife. She'll amen. But it ain't like it used to be. I'll never forget. Had a man working for me one time. I had an aggravating automatic pilot. You know, you're picking your rigs up, I think, with the hold of both straight. If it winds down, there's danger of getting those nets in the wheel. And this thing had corrupted itself big time. We was right in the middle of picking up, and that thing went to winding down. So I screamed at him. I said, go knock it out of gear, straighten the boat. I'll take care of both rigs. Just as soon as those rigs cleared the water, he run up to the front, knocked it out of gear, straightened the boat up just as soon as they cleared the water. I shut the winch off, and I come flying in the cabin. He's standing there with the wheel looking straight ahead, scared already because I done got a little hyper. And I began to beat on that thing, just going like a wild man. I mean, I was showing myself big time. I wasn't saved back then now. He didn't know whether to jump overboard or climb the mast pole or go into ice-cold hide. Scared him with an inch of his life. My eyes were crossed by then. I didn't care who was there, who was watching. I didn't care what was going on. The president could have stood there. I went between his legs and beat him in a while. It didn't matter to me. I done went past it. I had done lost my mind. I was out of my gourd. But I'm telling you, church, there was a time in my life that held me captive. I lived in a captive place. Why? Because, I tell you, I could see myself as being a Christian. And all of a sudden, I could see myself losing my temper and saying, I can't get him by the neck and look him in the eye and say, you better not. I'm going to knock you down. I held me captive. But I learned that I could turn my back and say, Lord, give me strength to stand. Oh, he opened the door and I run out of that and say, wait a minute, I've been delivered today. And he'll deliver you today, church. He led the captives, and he gave gifts unto men. He led them out of captivity. Why do we choose to live in captivity? Look, all we're born. We're born in this earth. We smell this air. We taste this air. We smell the rain. We love it. But it can become a place of captivity. Some people don't ever want to leave this world. Nobody wants to die in here. I'm even going to ask nobody to raise their hand because nobody wants to die. But church, if we're not careful, we can love this world more than we love God. And it can become a place of captivity. Amen. Amen. A rebellious spirit can be a place of captivity. A rebellious spirit. There's sometimes it don't matter if the brother says it's daylight outside. There's some going to argue it's dark. Amen. It's a rebellious spirit. Amen. Some say this carpet, I don't know what color it is. I just figured when I begin to choose this carpet, it had a color for everybody. That everybody would be happy. If you don't like the color, get a little closer, you'll find another one in it. Amen. When you find yours, put your finger on it and say, I got it. That's where I like, right there. But church, that rebellious spirit will become a place of captivity that will stagger a church, or stagnate a church. It will stagger your relationship that you have, and you'll never be fruitful in the eyes of God. You'll never be able to be used of Him. You'll never be able to be directed of Him. You'll never be able to be led of Him. Because church, think about it. One way the text brings out that those old captives that He led out was those who were in Abraham's bosom. You know, the Bible says there was a great gulf fixed between Abraham and a place of torment called hell. And that rich man looked up, and he looked over that gulf, and he seen Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. And he said, Father Abraham, let Lazarus come dip his finger in water and touch my tongue, for I am tormented in this place day and night. He still ain't touched his tongue. But some believe that's where he wrung him out. He brung all those old saints that were held captive right out of Abraham's bosom and ascended up on high and brung them to heaven. But what happened if he'd have opened the door and they'd have been one with a rebellious spirit that said, I ain't a going? He'd have been left. But I got news today. All those with a rebellious spirit, they were on the other side of the gulf over there, waiting for that first touch of cool water to touch their tongue. Because I can't follow him down here. I'm not going to follow him up there. If I can't submit to him down here, I'm not going to submit to him down up there. If I can't live for him here, I'm not going to live for him up there. But church, the devil has held so many people because he's got them living in that place of captivity that even though the Lord has saved them, they're still captive. They're still captive. They're sitting there in that cell with the door swung wide open. And the debate every day of their life, the fear in their heart, is this. Shall I walk through the door, or shall I stay here? It runs through their mind time and time and time again. It goes in that mind. Well, I know if I get outside that door, things are going to be better. But I know if I get outside that door, things are going to change. And I'm so scared of change. The door swung wide open today. And church, we've got to know that we're no longer captives today. If we're a captive and we've been saved, it's because our own desire and our own choosing today wants to live as a captive. But I'm telling you, He's opened the door this morning. Whatever your problem may be, today is the day for you. With every head bowed and every eye closed. Lord, I preached my heart out today, Jesus. I've shared the word that you've laid in my heart. And I know this word has not went out and come back for it. But I ask today that every ear's heard it today. Lord, let them receive it. Let them look within themselves right now, this very moment. and let them say, is there something in my life that's become captivity that I'm captive to today, that I'm afraid of? I want it removed this morning. If there's one in here, lift your hand and say, Brother Nick, will you pray for me today? Will you pray for me today? Thank you for those hands. Lord sees those hands. Is there more in here today? Amen. I feel like there's a bunch in this building today. But church, the door's open. It's open. He'll make your way to this altar. He'll deliver you this morning. You'll find the grass is a whole lot greener outside that cage that the devil tried to keep you in. You'll find that the sun is a whole lot brighter outside that cage. You'll find that everything is so much better outside that cage that the devil's tried to keep us in. Oh, we love the Lord this morning. There's no doubt in our mind. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here this morning. But church, when we're going to come to that place that we're going to say, Lord, I don't no longer want to be held captive. I want to grow. My growth spiritually has been stunted. I'm not growing the way I used to grow. I'm not growing no more. I want to be delivered today. I want to be set free. Oh, I tell you, I'm not going to give an altar call. I'm just going to ask you to come to this altar and let's pray. I believe we need to come pray this morning. I believe we need to pray this morning. Amen. If you just got saved, you need to be the first down here this morning. Some of you just got saved, you need to come on down here. Because that devil hadn't played this trick on you, he is going to play it on you. He is. I'm going to warn you. Amen. You can ask some of these that have been saved several years, and they'll tell you. There's nothing in this altar that's going to hurt you. Everything in this altar is going to help you. Let's just come down and pray right now. Amen. Let's come on down and get around this altar. Let's talk to him today. Let's talk to him because there's tricks out there. He's going to try to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He's going to try to hinder that relationship that we have with the Lord. He's going to try to sever the ties that we have. He does not want us to grow spiritually. He wants us to grow cold. Lord, I pray right now, Jesus. And Lord, if there's one that does not know you right now, I pray today, Lord, that they'll come to this altar, that they'll come, Lord, and accept you as their personal Savior. Oh, I praise you today. Let's begin to pray all over the building. Whether you're at this altar or not, we need to talk to him this morning. We need to talk to him right now. Jesus, I ask today, Lord, that you would help us, Lord. Lord, that you would strengthen us today, Lord. And I know, Jesus, that you can today. I know, Lord, that you're the answer that I need. I know that you can become that light unto my path and that lamp unto my feet. Lord, I pray right now, Jesus, that you would guide us. Lord, I ask that you would touch us today, Jesus, and help us, Lord. Lord, I praise you today, Jesus. We know, Lord, that you know where we're at right now. But we know, Lord, that you're able to minister right now, Jesus. Lord, I praise you today, Jesus. And I ask, Lord, for your guidance, Lord. I ask for your strength today, Lord. Lord, I ask for your wisdom today, Jesus. Lord, we ask, Lord, for that peace, Lord, as you guide us, Lord. We know today, Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord, that life is filled with uncertainties. But we know also that you're the security that we need right now. Lord, that you're everything today. I praise you today, Jesus. Lord, I love you today, Jesus. And I ask, Lord, that you would strengthen us, Lord. That you would encourage us, Lord. That you would give us that peace today, Jesus. We know, Jesus, that devil, Lord, he's no friend of ours. But, Lord, we don't serve him. We belong to another. We're sold out. Lord, we've been bought and paid for with a price, the price of that precious blood. And we've accepted you as our personal Savior. Jesus, we're no longer, Lord, held captive today, Lord. Lord, we're no longer, Lord, Jesus, because we've asked, Lord, for you to deliver us today. Lord, I praise you today, Jesus. And Lord, I thank you today, Lord. Lord, that we're not, Lord. We're not, Lord, Jesus. Lord, belonging to no other but you today. Lord, I praise you in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Lord, I praise you today. I ask, Lord, for that strength today, Lord. I ask for that encouragement, Lord. I ask for that peace, Lord, Jesus, that only you can give. Lord, I ask, Lord, that we'll have that hunger, Lord. That we'll have that desire, Lord. Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you'll strengthen us, Lord. That you'll guide us, Lord. Jesus, encourage us today, Lord. Lord, we pray right now in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Lord, you see the desire in our hearts. And Lord, we know, Jesus. Lord, where that desire is, Lord, there's love. And Lord, I praise you with that today, Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us today, Jesus. Lord, I praise you right now, Jesus. We know, Lord. Lord, we know, Jesus, that you're able to move, Lord. We know, Jesus, that through you, Lord, we can find that strength today. Lord, we know, Lord, we can find that encouragement, Lord. We know today, Lord, that we have that peace today, Jesus. I ask right now, Jesus, for that strength, Lord. Lord, I praise you right now, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you today, Lord. Lord, we need you today, Jesus.
Lord, I praise you right now. Lord, that we can come to you, Lord. That we can come boldly to the throne room of grace. That we can obtain mercy. We can find rest for our soul today. Jesus, I ask that you would help us, Lord. Lord, I pray right now. If there's one in this building that's questioning in their heart, is it worth it? Is it worth it? I got to tell them today, it's worth it all. It's worth it all. It's worth it all. It's worth it all. Jesus is everything today. He's our strength. He's our help. He's our peace. He's everything that we need right now. And He'll help us today. Lord, I praise you today, Jesus. Lord, I praise you right now. Let your Spirit, Lord, bring us to that place we need to be. Lord, let it remove the restraints. Let it remove, Lord, the pain that's had us bound. Let it bring us to that place that we once was. Let it bring us to that place, Lord, that we're able to move. Let it bring us to that place, Jesus, that we can sell out to you today, Lord, that we can follow you, Lord, with that peace, Lord, that we can follow you, Lord, knowing, Jesus, that all is well, that we can follow you, Lord, knowing that we can find strength in our time of trouble. I praise you right now, Jesus, and I ask, Lord, Lord, if there's one that does not know you, if they want to lift their hand, let us pray for them. Is there one in this building that'll say, Brother Nick, will you pray for me today? Lord sees your heart. He sees our heart. He sees our heart today. While these are praying at the altar, I'd like everybody would to stand in this building. Y'all just continue to pray around the altar. Church, I want us to look within our heart today. I preached my heart out this morning. And let's be honest with ourselves. When we walk out of this building, the first thing that's going to jump in your mind once you get on that highway and get away from the building, what held me captive? What got me living in captivity? The escape is in your hands today. The escape is in your heart today. Church, don't let nothing come between you and the Lord. We have to work. We have jobs. We have obligations. We have appointments we have to make. But don't let nothing become between you and your Lord. Because see, there's an old saying, it's very true. And I have to check myself according to this all the time. You can always tell a man or a woman's God because they will sacrifice to it. They will sacrifice to their God. If we're not careful, we'll be sacrificing to the wrong thing. Now, I'm not talking about burning an offering. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about they'll do a lot more for their God. They always will. They'll do a lot more for their God than will anything else. Church, people that'll work day after day, hour after hour in their yard or their house. But they're too sick to come set 1 hour on the church pew. What are you saying, Brother Nick? I'm saying anything can become your God if you allow it. Let's bow our head and just thank you for the word. Lord, we thank you today, Jesus, for your wonderful word. Lord, that word never goes out and comes back void. We thank you, Lord. Lord, that you've given us that holy word today, Jesus. We thank you for your word, Lord. Lord, that word leads us and guides us. But I pray, Lord, I pray that you will grip our heart today, Lord. That you will sober us today, Lord, to realize, am I putting things before God? Am I putting things before you today? I pray, Lord, that no one in this building will be doing that. But Lord, I pray, Jesus, that we'll give it all to you. We'll give it all to you. Lord, we pray that we'll give it all to you. Lord Jesus, I praise you today in Jesus' wonderful name. If you got a special need, you need special prayer, come on up. Let us anoint you to all. Amen. Brother John Henry's got needs. Amen. I want some of your brothers to come up here and get this on and pray with him. Go hug somebody's neck. Tell them you love them. Amen. God bless you. Love y'all.